You're listening to SBS News.
Emma and Julio Vega became grandparents this year. They were preparing to move to Australia from Peru in March to help their daughter Valeria with her new arrival, but closed borders stalled plans.
It was the worst news I have heard in my life, to hear that we could not go.
Under the COVID-19 travel ban, only immediate family of an Australian citizen or permanent resident is allowed to enter the country, but parents aren't considered immediate family. That's prompted heartache for tens of thousands of families across Australia and the world, including Valeria Greenfield, who lives in Brisbane.
It's really hard not having their emotional support, not having their presence, not seeing my parents holding the baby.
Simone Holmes is also at breaking point. She's been trying to get her widowed mother in Switzerland to Australia all year.
You've got to look at the mental health and the emotional the emotional strain that this puts on us is incredible. We are just losing hope.
They say all costs related to their parents' travel and stay will be covered, including expensive visas, quarantine and health needs. It would also allow someone like Valeria to get back to full-time work sooner.
They actually take their money with them and spend it here. So instead of just saying they're a burden, no, they actually would be good for the economy.
They're among more than 11,000 people to sign a petition which was presented to federal parliament this week by a member of the government, Liberal MP Celia Hammond.
Parents are a key part of an emotional support system for many immigrants and their families. On behalf of all signatories, I present this petition.
On this issue, Australia is an outlier. Other countries, such as Canada, are allowing parents of citizens into the country during the pandemic. Now, with a member of its own party calling for change, the pressure on the government to act is growing. Acting Immigration Minister Alan Tudge and Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton have not replied to our request for comment. Mr. Dutton has up to 90 days to respond to the petition.
Please, we're asking you to give us a positive response or otherwise provide us a plan for the future.
Catalina Flores, SBS News.